Good morning, everyone. I will be doing my best to speak loudly. Is it okay in the back? Okay, thumbs up. So, hi, everyone. I'm Gabor. I'm here to talk about graph databases, specifically where they come from, where they are, and where they are headed. So my background for this is that for the last 12, 13 years, I did a lot of work on graph databases. I did my master's, my PhD, and postdoc in graph databases. 2 years ago, I pivoted to do relational databases at DuckDB for my day job, but I still have a special place in my heart for graph databases, and I'm happy to come here and tell you my experiences and the lessons I learned about them. So what is this talk about? I will try to bring you up to speed in 15 minutes on what graph databases are, and then you can decide whether they are something that you want to use. There is a chance that you don't really have a graph workload, but I encourage you to stick around because I will show you some new research results that are applicable for graphs and also outside of graphs. And then finally, I believe performance is really important for data analytics, so I will give you a bunch of pointers for benchmarks and how to compare graph database systems. So let's get started. For this talk, I will use a running example that's a rather complicated graph. It has four types: countries, cities, people, and messages. And it encapsulates this weird social network in the Low Countries where everyone and every city has a name with only three or four letters in the sake, you know, of fitting on the slide. We have four cities, a bunch of people, and you have the sort of edges